start with a thought which is grappling with the division of the Chumashim between Sefer Shmos and Sefer Vayikra. So at the end of Sefer Shmos, we have the Parshias of the Binyan Mishkan, which is Chumat Tzaba, part of Kisisa and Vayakob Ikude. And the end, the Pesukim talking about, finally the Mishkan is completed. Anan will be there on the Mishkan. End of Sefer Shmos. So chronologically, there's no gap. Mishkan is built, and the Bereshit spoke to him. So it happened immediately. The first two parshias, two and a half parshias of Sefer Vayikra, about the Kabbonis. Kabbonis are very specifically Mishkan and Yonim. So logic would say we should combine the Mishkan and the Kabbonis together. So we have two options. We could end the Sefer Shmos at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, which is a logical spot. Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They came to Har Sinai, which is the culmination of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. They come to Har Sinai, so that's Parshas Yisroi, and at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we again have the whole Parsha of the where Klai Yisrael says Nasa Benishma, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Marei Kvod Hashem Kei Shachelas Bereish Shahor Leinu B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe went into and Vayabay Moshe B'Tzecha Onan. No, which is the exact same nusach which we have at the end of Sefer Shmos coming into Vayikra. The Kvod Hashem is there, and Moshe goes into the Ol Moed. Right here we have the Mark Kvod Hashem Kei Shachelas Bereish Shahor, Vayabay Moshe B'Tzecha Onan. The Mamash exact same nusach. Let that be the ending of Sefer Shmos. And now there's a new Sefer, I guess we'll call it Sefer Truma, right? Which is the Mishkan with the Kabbalas, right? Alternatively, if we need to put the Mishkan with Sefer Shmos, so fine. So we could theorize, the logic would say that and Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav and the first half of Parshas Shemini should go together with Sefer Shmos. But why here? Why is it divided over here? Okay. Hello, Dobrahu. There's a beautiful thought from the Balatanya. Balatanya says that the Belt says that the Bereshit created the world Yesh Me'ayin, that there's nothing, and from that nothing, it's the Bereshit created the world. He says the reality is that's the opposite. Opposite is true. The Bereshit is Yesh. The Bereshit is the only Yesh which exists. He's reality. He's existence. And he created a world where seemingly it's not obvious that he's there. We perceive that we have independent existence. So in a certain sense, we are Ayin. We're nothingness. The Bereshit created a space allowing us to exist seemingly independent of him. Out of the Yesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he created the world. Ayin Me'yesh is the lashon that he uses. The Bereshit created the world, and the purpose of creating the world is human beings. The Bereshit wants that we should create a relationship with him, which is Olam Haba. The Bereshit wants that to create the relationship, we should be the ones who created ourselves. What we create is something which we ourselves, just not just the matana. And the yesod of that, what he created, is a relationship between man and his creator. But if we don't have independent existence, and we don't have bechira, then we don't really exist. We don't really exist, so then there's no relationship. And the yesod of what he wanted to create was a relationship. So the Bereshit creates a world where he's very not visible. And the Nachash comes to Adam Rishon, and he says, "Yisim Kalukim, you can be the equivalent of the Creator." So, and it's a sales pitch. man's most inner need is to exist, because that's really the thing which we're challenged the most with, because reality, we don't truly exist of our own existence. We want to exist, and we have an inner need to exist. Right? Each person expresses that desire for existence in a different way, to feel that they're alive. Right? So one person does it by dedicating, you know, the paroi did it by making a pyramid the size of a mountain, that even though he's gone, he's still here. You know, he exists. People put their names on buildings, right? That they should exist. They shouldn't be gone, etc. People have children. They want to say that there should be a zecher for them. One of the most greatest needs, people that during the war, they shouldn't be forgotten. Don't forget us. Remember that we existed. So the nachash hits us in the spot where we're very, very vulnerable. We want to be that we're not dependent on the Creator, because we know that if we're dependent on the Creator, it means we don't really exist. And the Baruch Hu gave us that space because he wants us to exist, to be there should be a relationship between us and him. So Sefer Bereishis is about the Baruch Hu created a beautiful matana called existence, which we're given, but the purpose of existence is to turn around and recognize him, to connect to him. To use a parallel to relationships between couples. So we take two individuals; they're very different. We put them together under one roof. Right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we say that you should bond. Part of the bonding process, a very, very important part of the bonding process, is being able to be mavater, to give up of oneself, to be able to create a relationship. If I want everything which I want exactly the way I want it, and I can have a relationship with somebody, the sort of relationship is giving up. So, but the couples, individuals in the couples are very, very scared to do that, because they're afraid they're going to lose by doing so. I'm going to become diminished. I have certain needs, I have certain wants, I have certain desires, I have certain understandings, I have certain attitudes. If I give them up, what am I left with? Then I'm not myself anymore. That's what they're scared of. The reality is, if it's done right, they're not diminished, they actually connect with somebody else and they're expanded. They and the other person become one to some extent. So their ani is not diminished, it's expanded. But since existence is our most basic desire, we have this fear of giving up of existence, to lose our ani. People are very scared to do that. If that's true by human beings, kal v'chomer ben menasha kal v'chomer with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we know intuitively that if we give up our ani to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing, because he is the source of everything. So we're scared out of our minds to give up that ani for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So man starts creating avodah zorahs. He starts doing who knows what, and we have the dor enish, and we have dor hamabul, and we have dor haflaga, because they're scared out of their mind to give up their ani. Comes Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, he's Avraham Avri. He's on one side; everybody else is on the other side. He sees the world differently. That there's a bere. Everything belongs to him. And he wants a relationship with us. And he says, okay, fine, I'm going to test you. Are you willing to give up your ani for me? Okay? You live in this country, you're known there, etc. Go. Where? Whatever I say. We'll figure it out later on. So you define yourself, Rashi says, the total of derech, right? It's a maya of three things. It's a maya of a person's shame. Right? That's how he's known, that's how he's perceived, that's how he's understood. My prayer of Arivia, that you should be able to have another generation. Mametis is a moment, Mametis is a shame. That's the first Nisar that we see directly in the Torah. Could be there was more earlier, but you know. He finally has a child? Fine, give that up. He has a whole approach how to deal with life. Right? Okay? Send away Yishmael. No chesed. The person has a physical desire. Maisa mila. Try memayetit. Avram is asked, are you willing to give up your ani? So what did Avram get for that? He was nismayet? He wasn't nismayet. He now is shutev with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis. Behi Baram, Chazal say b'shil Avram. By giving up the ani, he connected. That's the godliness of Avraham Avinu. He was able to do that. Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that's Sefer Bereishis. Changing from the world where people are trying to protect their ani and refusing to give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they're scared they're going to lose the existence if they give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person understands by giving ani to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gets existence. Quite a challenge. Start Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is a whole new ballgame. Right, beginning in Parshas Va'era, the Parshas tells us that Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. I never was magalim my shame Hashem. Now, to say that 100% that's he never was magalim Hashem, that's not true, right? The Rosh Hashem says to him, "Ani Hashem, asher tzitzichem your kastim, losu d'chos eres zoyz l'bishto." Ani Hashem, he says, "Shem avaya." So Rashi says, "It wasn't nicker to them. It wasn't nicker to them. It wasn't. I did not reveal the understanding of what that truly means. What is havaya? Havaya is hoya hoyve yia mahava hakol." The Bereshit of its existence. Sefer Bereshit is built on the Bereshit is not revealing his existence. He created a world where it's not obvious, it's not visible, he's not there in your face. In order that human beings can reach out to him and connect to him. Bereshit says, Sefer Shmos, hold the ball game. I can do that for you. I can do that for Yechidei school. I can find an Avraham, a Yitzchak and a Yaakov who will be able to, in this world which seems to exist independently and seems to not, they'll find him and reach out to him. I'm not going to expect that from all of Klal Yisrael. So what am I going to do? I'm going to reveal myself. And Sefer Shmos is about a Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself. It's a whole new ballgame. There's Sefer Bereishis is about the helam of the olam, of the not being visible. And Sefer Shmos is the Bereshit says, Ushmi Hashem, I'm going to make noida. It's going to be very obvious. It starts the makas. And the makas are extreme obvious of the Bereshit's presence in the Bria. The manteida, you will know. You're not going to believe. You're going to know. Kini Hashem. You're going to know Kini Hashem b'ker of oritz. You're going to know Kien kamoini b'chol oritz. And then you're going to see Kriyas Yamsuf, which makes you see its Mitzrayim look like child's play. And they're going to say, Zeh kein livan vehu. It's clear. Sefer Shmos is about that. Sefer Shmos ends with Kvod Hashem Aleihu Mishkan. Bereshit's presence is here. Not at Har Sinai, in the Mishkan. The Mishkan goes with them. It goes with them here. It goes with them there. Wherever they go, the Mishkan goes with them, and the Bereshit's presence is there. And the Psukim say, "Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan yomam veishti alai laboy leinei kol beis Yisrael b'chol maaseihem." Wherever you go, you're going to see him. He's there. So now we have a problem. The Bereshit created the world. Do we have existence? We should have existence, be independent, so we can decide to connect to him. If he forces his existence upon us, so what do we get? What are we going to be rewarded with? That we made a relationship with him? Of course we made a relationship, but he sort of like forced it on us. So Sefer Shmos, Sefer Bereishis is the quote-unquote correct way, and Sefer Shmos seems to be an aberration. But she says, okay, fine. As it were, I made this this I in Miyesh, I made a space. I injected myself back into the space. Sefer Bereishis is the space. Sefer Shemar says, Moshe, I inject himself back into the space. Moshe says, fine, I've done mine. Sefer Bria Kristal, now it's your turn again, my friends. As opposed to me forcing it on you, I'm waiting for you to come back to me. So the person says, fine, karbonis. What are karbonis? So the Rabban says, a person Rabban says that a person does an aveira, so he takes this animal. Now, let's dramatize this a little bit, but I remember my mother-in-law, Leah Sholem, shtetl in Europe, right? So they were very poor. They had bread and potatoes. They had fish in the summer when the river wasn't frozen. You could have fish in the summer on Shabbos. And they didn't have meat the whole year. But they owned the cow. The cow gave them milk. And the cow would give birth to a calf every year. And they would take the calf and they would keep the calf until before Pesach. They'd take it to the shechet. And if the calf wasn't a trefah, they had meat for Pesach. If it was a trefah, they didn't have meat. This is what my mother said, but you know, when her father had took the calf to the shechet, it was a real issue because they had the calf with the kids for a few months. And they grew very attached to the calf. Like, you know, they used to play with it, you know. So he had to take the calf to the shechet, you know, at nighttime when, you know, the kids weren't around, you know, very early in the morning, the kids weren't awake. So they wouldn't make a whole to-do about taking this calf away and, you know, being shechted, you know. They're playing with this calf this morning, you know, now it's coming back as, you know, meat. It was traumatic. The Rabban says, we picture, like, you know, what's the attitude towards animals? So, the Rabban, the Chinuch, the Ben Yonah has to say for Shari Avoida, he says, it wasn't that we were callous towards animals. As a matter of fact, we were very attached to our animals. It was extremely traumatic to take this animal and shecht it as a korban. Because you saw life being taken away, a life which was precious to you. It reminded you of your own life. And Karbonus is the act of a human being, as it were, trying to give his own being over to his creator. This is the recreation of Sefer Bereishis. There's a way to do it called Karbonus. Yes, I made myself very visible, so it's the way that you're going to find out, just walk through the Bria, see no clarity, no nothing, and figure it out yourself. Avraham Avinu can do that. You can't do that. So I give you the Torah. I make my Shekhinah present there. What's your job? To be willing to take your whole being and give it to your Creator. I can't read the whole piece because it's quite long. Okay. That talks about the desire the human being would have to connect his creator. So, he wants to be like them. He started the hobby carbon, basically, Lokov carbon. He bring a carbon. And he comes there, he says that there are, he makes a list of Yud Aleph Nisim Shoyim Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, he makes a Shenino Asar Mehem, a Mishnah Obis, and he adds one more. And he goes through all 10 of them. He was raised up. He has a tremendous desire to become connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he And he starts going through all of the chassad of the Baruch Hashem, the list pages of all the chassad of the Baruch Hashem does with a human being. A person would stop and be misbeinan on how much the Baruch Hashem does everything for us. And every single test that the Baruch Hashem does. And then he would take. I would like to give you my own neshama if I could, which is the most precious thing that I have. Therefore, I'm going to give this animal instead. That's what you bring a korban. He goes, Vaita, this is pages, in the Ben Yerna. That's Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is where we take the Avodah back to ourselves. Pointed out, that the Ramban points out, that all Kabbalahs are brought after the Shema Vaya. You can't have any other Shema in mind. But Dafka, the shame which says that you don't have your own existence. But Dafka, there is where the human being says, okay, I'm going to give what I have back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Sefer Vayikra. And then we go through the mitzvahs which allow us to not to get sidetracked, not to get lose that vision of understanding of what it means that Bari Olam is there. And then we go to Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is, okay, Klal Yisrael is back to being tested. Okay, live with this. Do with this. You have the Mishkan. You have the Kavod Hashem. You're there. It's traveling with you. What do you do? Okay, so we have the Misayin name, and we have the Slav, and we have the Miriam, and we have the Meraglim, and we have great difficulty doing this, submitting our beings to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the root of the problem? Is we have there's something called commitment anxiety, that we have submission anxiety. Because we don't want to give up our being to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like you spoke about yesterday. So, you know, I'm willing to do mitzvahs. But I should give over my whole approach to life to that the Torah should define it for me. The Baruch Hashem should define it for me. You know, I am what I am. Take me or leave me, Baruch Shalom. Listen, this is the way I come. Rangel comes like this. This is what I look like. This is my attitude. These are my personality. These are my issues. These are my mouths. These are my concerns. And here, take me or leave me. But I should give over my... Let him decide. Let him define. And you know, if I have to change, I have to change. And I have to grow, I have to grow. And the way I am is not acceptable. And I, No. That's very hard for us. It's very hard for us because we feel we're losing our ani. We're losing the element of what defines us. And we don't like losing our ani. Morale says, so we don't have karbonis nowadays. So we have tefillah. So tefillah is a makom karbonis. So he says, so tefillah, because I'll say the feet have to be together. What are you saying? You have no ability to walk anywhere without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your hands, halachically, have to be clasped together. What are you saying? You have no ability to do anything without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you start tefillah. And tefillah is a makom korban. So what do you do tefillah? You have to understand what tefillah is. So tefillah is, you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you say, listen, Rosh Hashanah, here's the deal. I would like a little bit of das, have a little bit of refuah, have a little bit of money, I could use a little bit of help in this situation, that situation. So it doesn't sound like submission. It sounds like a laundry list of it sounds like a spoiled child speaking to his parents. That's not what we're saying. We're saying, Rosh Hashanah, understand that I have no ability to have das on my own. I'm a really smart guy. Really? I'm a smart guy? No, I'm not. Rosh Hashanah gives me das. And the Rosh Hashanah wants to take away that das at any moment, he can take it away. So I have nothing. I have no das. Rosh Hashanah, please, Chunin HaDas. Tshuva, the aim and the act to do tshuva, to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand you give me that ability. Rafua, doctors, science, knowledge, we spoke about today, right? No, the Baruch Hu gives that. Money, the Baruch Hu gives that also. So what am I? Not so, I'm not smart anymore because I have no das. I don't have any money. I don't have any health. I don't have any strength. I don't have any ability to do tshuva. It all belongs to you. Ah, now you get it. That's what tefillah is. It's the opportunity for the human being to submit himself to his creator. Total submission. And again, we're stuck with this problem. I really like to think that I'm pretty smart. I really like to think that I have ability to make my money. I really like to think it's me. I'm scared to define, give it away to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because then what am I? I define myself by the fact that I am smart, or the fact that I am rich, or the fact that I am successful, or the fact that I am... I define myself by these things. It's wrong. This is Sefer Bamidbar. We're going to decide whether we should go in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to decide whether we should go in Eretz Yisrael. Really? This is Chet Egel. Moshe, you know, this fellow Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim. He's not around. We need to find somebody to make sure we get there. You know, get go. We have to go. Like, really, the Moshe needs help? You know, you didn't get it? The Moshe took you out of Mitzrayim? Elo Halecha, this is what you got in Mitzrayim? You need to make sure that you're going to, like, you know, listen, Moshe, you were good enough to get us to Mitzrayim, but, like, you know, to get us on the midboard, it's, like, really scary. We're going to have to figure out some other way to do this. We're going to give over our attitude of how to deal with issues to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the Shmuel started with Sefer, what Sefer Yikra is about, but the Shmuel is not what Sefer Yikra is about. The Shmuel is about Kabbalah to Torah. We're going to Shmuel, and we're going to Kabbalah to Torah. The person who's going to gave the Torah on Shmuel, and Kleisel said Nasib and Ishmael. Right? We do whatever he says. But Nishma, we then hear what that meant. It wasn't just that we do, it's we understand what is really the message. The real message is that we belong to him totally. That's the Nishma. Like he spoke about on Shabbos, right? That the point of the Chukim and the Mishpatim is not the Siya and not the Shmira. It's the Lechas Behem. As we should tie Tassu, let's go to Tishmeru, the Lechas Behem. The Chukas of the Goyim, Loise Lechu. Ibn Chukasai Te Lechu, later on. Go in the Chukim of travel in them. Go in them. That's what defines you. That's what your life, as you go through life, you're going with them. You will live in that. That's life. Life is not defined by doing mitzvahs. Life is not defined by being careful from avarice. Life is not defined by learning Torah. Life is defined by giving over your being to your Creator and letting Him define what life is. And you learn Torah to be able to know what that message is. And you do mitzvahs because that's going to impress upon your being what that message is. And you're careful from the from that virus because it's going to impress upon your being what that message is. And it's excruciating hard. Is it what can I tell you? It's very, very hard. We resist it. We resist it because it's scary. Because I've made a definition of myself. I've made a shame for myself. I've defined myself. I've been my moment, my privilege, my shame. Everything is just my. The Russian is saying to us, he's giving us the Nisan of a Rav Avinu. Lech Lecha. Go. Take that path. Right? Just give yourself over to the worship defining the path. Lelechas Behem. You're going to go in his path. Lelech Lecha. You're going to go. This is our Lelech Lecha. Lelechas Behem. We spoke about last month, 4/5 did not leave Mitzrayim. 4/5, we're not ready to do that. And 1/5 was. We have 1 mila. We are the spiritual heirs of the genes of the 1/5. We're part of the group of Kaisers, with the Kaisers said, yeah, Nasa Vinishma. We're going to go. Left the Chachar Bamidbar, Barat Lo Yisrua. Left the Chachar Bamidbar, Barat Lo Yisrua. Right? I'm going to remember that. That you went out into the Midbar, Barat Lo Yisrua. It doesn't make any sense. Bereshit says, go, we go. I'm scared what's going to be. No problem. I'm scared if I commit myself to the Torah and to mitzvahs, I'm not going to know how to define myself. No problem. I'm ready to do it. So the lech lechacher of Amidbor, the leches behem, lech lecha. Give over your ani. Give over your being. Be ready to redefine yourself, not by how you think it should be defined, but how Kadosh Baruch Hu should define you. If we want to be honest, like you said, ended off yesterday, if we want to be honest with ourselves to measure where we're holding with this. So there's a thought test. Not practically, please. There's a thought test. If I would tell you, as a Novi Amos, that tomorrow it's a free day. You do whatever you want. No averas, no mitzvahs, no punishments. You do averas, no punishment. You do mitzvahs, no reward. It's a free day. Do whatever you want. Doesn't count. What would you want? So if the Torah is a list of do's and don'ts, be like a nice day to be myself. To be my ani. Because there's myself and there's this thing superimposed upon me, which I would enjoy a day off where it's not being imposed upon me anymore. Because my knee is not defined by the Torah. But if I've been able to get to the point where my knee is defined by the Torah, the knee is defined by relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what I really want. I want to give over a Korban if I could. I want to give over my being to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to daven. Why do you daven in the morning? Because you have to daven. It's halacha, you have to daven. That's true. That's why you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I learn Torah. Why? Because there's a mitzvah. You have to learn Torah. I learned Torah because I want to know what the Baruch Hashem says. I do mitzvahs because that is what the Baruch Hashem said is what the function of a human being is. That's the purpose of life. Is to redefine myself by what his ratzon is. And I want that. So then the day off. Nothing changes. And a person says to himself, you know, I would enjoy a day off. And he has his secret list of what he would like to do on that day. So it means we're not there yet. So it means our Kabbalah and Shavuos is not there yet. This was the Kabbalah when Christ was asked to be Mekabel Shavuos. They were free, quote unquote, beforehand. They had no responsibilities. They weren't Avdei Paro. Avdei Paro ended after the first Makkah, after a few Makkahs. They had 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months. They were not doing anything. They had no Torah mitzvahs yet. They had no Shibudim to Paro and to Mitzrayim. They were just hanging out. And Moshe said, listen, the Rebbe said, we're going to go out, go to the Midbar, go to Har Sinai, and be Makabel the Torah. And 4/5 said, you know what? We're not interested. We don't want to do that. And you know what? They didn't go anywhere. They died. Because that's not existence. That's not Fachai Bahem. And one of them said, you know what? That's what we want. We're going to do all the work it takes to prepare ourselves to be ready to, when we get that Torah. We want it. We want it with every fiber of our being. Naseh and Nemanishim. After we do it, we'll be able to really understand what the Russia really wants for us. Not just in the moment of doing it, but what the real message is. How we can be Lalechus Bahem. Vachai Bahem. We should be Zarecha to Lalechus Bahem and Vachai Bahem.